producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is our guest coming up in about 15 minutes. I'm going to go back to your calls, medical people, doctors, you name it, calling in to give their take on Dr. James Lorenzi coming on from the Cass Regional Medical Center, listing the hospital where he was in residency before he was fully a doctor, where he talked to the doctors and nurses, and people are coming in bleeding out, and they're saying it's Ebola, and they're whisking them away and saying shut up about it. I mean, it's just huge news. And telling them, say that it's something else that doesn't even have those symptoms. So that's coming up. So thank you, Phil, who's a physician, and others for holding. I want to hear from you, Jeff, who's a firefighter, Ben, environmental health worker. Our guest right now is Mr. Dent. Let's get into the free chapter you've got up for all the listeners. I appreciate you doing that at harrydent.com/Alex Jones. China, Chapter 10, the China disaster ahead.
Yeah, like this was did not make it in time for the U.S. version of the demographic cliff, but it did make it in my Asian books. I want to make sure people can get this chapter, so you can get it free at harrydent.com/unpublished or by going to /Alex Jones. This is the biggest story of our time. China has become the second largest country. It's been the fastest growing country. People don't understand how much that economy is manipulated, top-down, centrally planned, more than any economy ever in history. They have moved 15% of their population, 220 million people in the last 15 years, the biggest push of migration, urban migration in all of history. Hey, it's natural to do that up to a certain point. This is massive. It's overdone. They've moved these people to cities with no skills. They have them build more apartments and infrastructures and industrial plants for nobody. China right now, and it's not just me, the top economists that study this are saying the same thing, a few of the few that are willing to admit it. They have 30 to 50% more industrial capacity than they need, infrastructures, bridges, railroads, roads to nowhere that make any other place look like nothing. 27% of their urban homes are vacant. They have built enough infrastructure and housing and offices and all this stuff for the next 12 to 15 years, even at the highest migration rates in history, which no way is going to continue. The China bubble is going to burst. These 220 million unskilled people are not even legal citizens in their own, in the cities they're in, only in their rural areas. I think not only is this migration going to stop and this overbuilding is going to collapse on itself, but a lot of these rural people have to move back to rural areas if they're left and haven't paved over them already with empty condos. But China is the largest, most obvious bubble in all of modern history, and everybody thinks China's just fine, and loves the fact that their government drives their economy and thinks the government won't let it fail. I was in Dubai in 2006 and 2007 speaking at two major conferences just before that bubble burst. I said this bubble's going to burst, the greatest overbuilding in the world before China. They said, no, the government won't let it. And I said, oh, you're really in trouble. 2008, it burst. China is going to burst. It's already starting to burst. It will reverberate around the world more than the subprime crisis and the banking crisis in the U.S. back in 2008. You got to get this chapter. I go to it in depth. This is the biggest thing that's going to happen. The other thing, Alex, just to bring it up while I'm at it, Germany in the late 80s, 88, 89, I said Japan's going to fall off a cliff and collapse in the 90s, while the U.S. and Europe have the strongest demographic baby boom spending trend in history. That's exactly what happened. Germany has a worse demographic slowdown from 2014 to 2022 than Japan had in the 90s, and worse than any country in Europe, and many follow it. Germany is going to lead Europe down. And like we mentioned earlier, Germany is the only country smart enough to say that endless money printing is not the way to deal with this crisis. debt restructuring. Reality is they're smart enough on that, but guess what? They're supposed to hold Europe together. They are going to keep falling apart. And you think they're hesitant to QE or hesitant to bail out southern European countries? Now wait until their economy keeps failing. In the last few quarters, Germany has done nothing but disappoint.
That's right. Final segment with our guest, HarryDent.com/Alex Jones. Find the free chapter or get the book and then your phone call. Stay with us.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, it's the final countdown. Through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, from 11 a.m. Central to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Here's some of the headlines. FBI and DHS issue bulletin warning of IS attacks on police in U.S. I've been saying for 4 years that Al-Qaeda forces funded by the West, getting Stinger missiles from the West to attack Assad and Libya and everybody else, would end up coming over here. Now it's happening. Look what happened in Canada yesterday. We've got an investigative journalist joining us at the bottom of the hour, Dan Dix from Ottawa, to break that down. Also, Ebola inevitable from U.S. southern border is basically what Southcom is now saying, but it's wide open. George Soros calls for war with Russia, a Kurt Nemo story. No refusal blood draw checkpoint planned for Ohio. protesters who plan to smash police brutality, pumpkins arrested for littering and assault. Well, they were throwing the pumpkins across police lines in the direction of police. I mean, it's just asking for us. We got Ebola in the country, folks. We need to Ferguson stuff needs to stop. Australian government funds a new play called Kill Climate Deniers. Weather Channel co-founder, effort to prove global warming is man-made, has failed. Calibration error changes GOP votes to Democrats in Illinois County. Fox News, yeah, I'm sure that's what's really going on. That's some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Democrats are racing away from Obama right now, and he's being booed, and folks are walking off at the few fundraisers he comes to. The New York Times said yesterday, of course, that they are, quote, in a emergency situation, have hit the panic button, and saying the president is not relevant. He's gone in 2 years. They're now race-baiting heavily. DrudgeReport.com has articles and video of that unfolding from the Daily Caller. Going back to Harry Dent, economist, researcher, best-selling author, harrydent.com/Alex Jones. You can get his new book there on the site, The Demographic Cliff, that I absolutely agree with. In the time we've got left, what is your prognosis on Germany finishing up? What do you make of what's happening in the Ukraine, short-term, long-term? And then shifting back to the elections and what's happening here, what your view on Obama and what he might pull as a wild card in the economy?
Well, you know, the first thing with Russia and Ukraine, we have a geopolitical cycle that I developed in late 2005 and early 2006 to add to my demographic cycles, because I realize it has a huge impact on stock valuations, and this shifts about every 18 years, 1983 to 2000, nothing went wrong in the world. We had one quick war with Saddam Hussein. We attacked him, backed out, no big deal. 2001 forward, we know what happened. 9/11, and then after, you know, the Iraqi war that was serious, occupation, Afghan war that really failed, Middle East, one Arab Spring and revolt after the next, Israel and Hamas, and the Gaza Strip. And now we have something more serious, Russia, moving into Ukraine. Obviously, they want to restore the Soviet Union. They are one of the worst demographic countries ahead, a declining power, but they still have the only real offensive force in the world outside the United States. So this is a mini World War III possible. This geopolitical cycle points down from 2001 into at least late 2019, early 2020, which means we got five more years of this getting worse.
And by the way,
this is about over. It's not.
I mean, just to back up what you're saying, look at the Ministry of Defense report from 2007, the London Guardian reported on, Revolution, Flash Mobs, and Brain Chips, A Grim Vision of the Future. And then you can actually read the report from the Ministry of Defense, Future Strategic Context Planning. They predict basically 2015, 2016 through 2022 or so, global meltdown, just absolute insane terrorism, wars, you name it. The Pentagon then declassified last year a report from the same year saying what you're saying, saying what I'm saying. It's not like we're being pessimists. We're saying folks need to be ready for this in these cycles. But the elites know this. George Soros knows this. The CIA people I know, Pentagon people, high level, all know this. Billionaires I know this. All the real analysts know this. So you've got separate real analysts like you who are out there talking to real investors, institutional investors, retail investors that are smart enough to research. Then you've got the CNBC crowd that's kind of got its own brand of hype with Jim Cramer up there. But even some truth comes out on those shows now about how we have a crony centralized system. How can you be so accurate? And we know what's going on. The Pentagon knows what's going on, but we're not really hearing this message a lot of other places. It's just crazy. What do you expect to come out of this?
Well, again, now it's only going to get worse at a time when demographic trends get worse, innovation slowing down after everybody's been on the internet, and this sunspot cycle pointing out. All four of our cycles are down at the same time from late 2014 and early 2020. That's only happened twice, the mid-70s and early 30s, the worst two economic crises in the last century. So it's only going to get worse. And so, and these cycles are very solid. Again, since 2001, geopolitics trends have just gotten worse. The stock market is acting like there's nothing wrong in the world. And that's why people say, oh, the market's not overvalued. It's way overvalued compared to demographic trends and geopolitical. So the stock market's going to have to get in reality for one thing, but you're going to have to look at your life and your business and say, it's not just the stock market and economy going down. The world's going to get much more uncertain and more dangerous.
Well, my gut tells me China's unprecedented manipulation, U.S. manipulation, EU manipulation, all this manipulation will only make it worse when these bubbles finally implode and they can't pump them up again anymore. The book, The Demographic Cliff, is available in bookstores everywhere or at harrydent.com/Alex Jones. You can find right there a free chapter that you didn't end up getting in the book on the China disaster ahead. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Always interesting. And I tell you, I'm not being pessimistic. People say, oh, don't be pessimistic. You got to live in the real world. I'm being very positive here. Like the police know that murders and robberies and rapes more than double on a full moon. You can give whatever reason you think that is. They know that in major cities. It's also bad in the countryside. It's cycles. We run off cycles. And it's not mumbo jumbo. It's the moon. It's the sun. The sun causes all the life on Earth. And it goes into these cycles historically, and then you add the demographic cliffs that run congruent with it, and you add the military and the oil and the energy and the carrying capacity. It is crazy. Now, I really appreciate Phil, who says he's a physician, holding. We'll go to Ben and Jeff as well. I cut Den off early so I could get to you guys. Again, I put the call out, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Are you military? Are you police? Are you firefighters? Are you medical doctors? Are you medical workers? Are you RNs? Are you nurse practitioners? What do you say about Dr. James Lorenzi, who was on, who confirmed what other medical doctors I know are saying, that people come in with what's clearly Ebola bleeding out, they're told to say it's malaria that has really none of the same symptoms, and then the feds sneak them off like something out of a science fiction dystopic movie. What do you have to say about that bombshell interview? We'll have the articles up soon on Infowars.com as all of this breaks here today. But Phil in Florida, who says you're a physician, tell us your take on this.
Yes, Alex, I am a physician. I'm a family medicine doctor here in Daytona Beach. I just wanted to add something to what Dr. Lorenzi said, that even though the feds might be coming in and breaking down, before I went to medical school, I was a lab tech. And I don't, you know, there's a way to prove whether it's malaria or not. And what you want to do is, if you're a lab tech, and it never really bothered me as a lab tech, to make a slide and maybe just put it under there, because you have to demonstrate the parasite in the peripheral blood smear. And if it's not malaria, then the parasite's not going to be there.
That's right. But, I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but, Ebola and malaria doesn't make you bleed out all your holes, does it?
Only in severe, severe cases, and it's nowhere near as severe as what we've been seeing what's been seen with Ebola now or in the past. So, like you said earlier, there's a raging fever. You know, you might urinate blood. Occasionally, rarely, people bleed in the intestinal tract. But the one way to make that diagnosis is to grab that slide and. I don't know. When I worked afternoon shift or midnight shift, like I said, there wasn't anybody there to stop me from maybe just making an extra slide and sticking it under the refrigerator there.
Let me ask you this, Doc. What do you make of them disappearing the people? We have it from the Border Patrol, ICE, and two medical doctors that I've talked to personally that this is going on. So even if it isn't, and I hope it's not Ebola, why are they whisking them away and no record?
No, I'm in the same camp with you and Dr. Lorenzi on that. It's either a false flag that they're planning, they're going to unleash these people at some point, or they don't want to panic and mass hysteria of how severe the problem actually is.
But the way to stop a real panic is to be up front early on and shut it down, right?
Absolutely. Just isolate the people. I mean, the most ridiculous thing is just letting people flow through here without any isolation.
It's a joke. The UN model says we will get more flights with Ebola. They're predicting that we'll get more Ebola. What are they doing?
Yeah, from there, just isolate them from the airport for 21 days. You know, whatever reason you're here, the problem is you came from this area.
That's right. If you're dumb enough to try to come here and you're not a citizen, you're going to get locked up for 21 days.
I mean, you know, and not to violate the right or anything of passage, but just to make sure you're not going to kill off our population.
Well, sure. Exactly. I'm anti-police state, but it's not police state since ancient times to quarantine sick people so everybody doesn't get it. I mean, that's just what you do. Amazing. All right, sir. Anything else you'd like to add, Doc?
No, keep up the good fight, Alex.
I'll try. God bless you. Jeff, Ben, and others, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
With all the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and save big on Nascent Iodine, which usually sells for $29.99, now only $24.99. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. And I want to speak very slowly and very clearly, because we were very clear on this in the first hour, and we have articles coming out in the next 15, 20 minutes at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so this can all be very, very clear. James Lorenzi, who is a doctor, he works at Cass Regional Medical Center and surrounding medical centers that are affiliated with it. They have not had what was suspected Ebola case. We were very clear when he was on about that. What happens is listeners don't listen because there's millions of them, so some of them are going to be out of any group not paying attention. And so they start bombarding Cass Regional Medical Center, asking them if they have Ebola. They don't have any Ebola cases. The only confirmed Ebola cases were in Dallas, and then they let one nurse fly around a bunch of places, and more aircraft are coming in with Ebola. He did his medical internship when he was out of college before he became a full doctor at Truman Lakewood Medical Center. And we're going through his interview, getting all in an article, but that's where he got one of the calls from a doctor and nurses he knows saying people come in bleeding out their rear end, you name it, looks like Ebola. The feds swoop in, they disappear the people. That's the issue. Could be malaria. But the point is the cover-up. We have this from the Border Patrol. So let's be clear. Cass Regional Medical Center doesn't even have suspected cases. They're fine. Let's be clear. Former top Border Patrol agent Zach Taylor, who told us this weeks ago that they're scooping folks up on the border, he doesn't have it. I don't have it. Anthony doesn't have it. Okay? The story is, and I'm not talking down to most of the audience, but those out there, this is how Ebola creates a panic, because the government's lying. That destroys confidence. We have a medical doctor on that confirms what a major medical doctor in Texas told us over a week ago, that we know personally, that this stuff's going on in Texas, and they've been told shut up. We've had firefighters on. We've covered the news where the police and others are told don't say Ebola when you think it is. So that's the story. We got people dying, vomiting on airplanes. That doesn't mean that's Ebola 100%. We're just reporting on it. So it's the Truman facility, not affiliated with Cass Regional Medical Center. Truman Lakewood Medical Center is where they thought this may have happened, and we want to investigate the person being disappeared out of there. Okay? Let me be very clear, because this is the message I get. That's why I said he had a lot of courage, because they'll attack anybody for anything. He could say that the Capitol was on fire, and they'd probably crucify him. Now, he got a call from the head of the major company who was saying, I like you, you're nice, you just better clarify. Well, that CEO needs to know this. He did what he was supposed to do. He did put out the accurate info. The fact that the public doesn't know which end is up sometimes, it's just the way it is. You cannot, you know, it's the fault of the government not responding to Ebola and not having proper training that's causing this fear. Okay, and the people have a right to know. That's why no one will touch this, and it's how the cover-up works, because everyone is so scared to talk about what's going on. Of course, if you've got a bunch of Ebola patients being brought in, it's going to start spreading like it's done in Spain. That's why they never did it before. Of course, you bring in people from West Africa that's plagued with Ebola, you're going to get Ebola. That's the issue, not those of us reporting on it. So again, Cass Regional Medical Center, great folks. We were clear. That's not where this was. If it was there, a suspected case and a cover-up, we would say that. We did not say that. I'm going to say it one more time. Truman Lakewood Medical Center. Truman, and that was not confirmed Ebola either. People there were very suspicious. And the person was then disappeared. That's what needs to be investigated. This is a free country. We are what's left of the free press. We will continue to report it. Here's the message. Urgent. Dr. Lorenzi is getting flack from his hospital CEO, and he wants you to clarify that Ebola is not at his hospital, Cass Regional Medical Center. It is at other hospitals, potential Ebola, in the area. And it's Missouri, folks, not Kansas. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know this was Ebola. What we know is that common sense shows it would continue to spread, and we know there's a cover-up until firefighters and police cover it up. So that right there, we're investigating. You talked to the medical doctor here in Texas. What did he tell you, Anthony Gucciardi? Turn his mic on. Thanks.
The doctor we just spoke to called me.
Start over. Go ahead.
The doctor we just spoke to was the one that called me freaking out, saying the CEO called him. They were getting thousands of calls to their medical center freaking out about Ebola. But it comes
of course, that's what America would do is call the wrong hospital.
Two key facts. Number one, I was the one who also spoke to a close friend of mine who, if he were to come on the air right now and explain what he saw to me, and if he actually went public with it, it would be over. It would be international news immediately. We're talking about someone that runs multiple hospitals. And if he were
that flies around a helicopter.
But do you see why he's so afraid now to go on air? Because, unfortunately, they know, oh, people won't get it, and they'll go crazy, and everyone will go after him. They won't be thankful for him. They'll go after him. So you're not even allowed now to go out and say common sense. If we let people with Ebola get on planes and fly here, we might get Ebola. You know, we can't even go on that now because he's afraid he'll lose his medical license if he goes and speaks to the fact that, yes, he's seen potential Ebola.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Shooter Jennings bringing us in. We're going to go to Ben, Jeff, Frank, who's a physician, and others. We've got Dan Dix of Press for Truth up there in Ottawa, the capital of Canada. Their parliament is in the background. We're going to go to him on the shooting yesterday. Could it be a false flag? I don't know. This guy looks like a useful idiot buffoon trying to commit suicide by terrorism. We're going to get Dan Dix's take on that from the ground. He's a Canadian who lives up there and done a lot of reporting for us. But finishing up, we talked to a medical doctor that we know who manages very large medical institution. I mean, it has a lot of hospitals, but I don't want to say too much. We'll give it away in Texas. And Anthony, when we talked to him, said, hey, let us go public. And he said, quite frankly, the public won't understand it. And it'll just come back on me. And he said, they'll try to come after my medical license if I tell folks what we're seeing up here, what they're seeing in a major city in Texas. He didn't even want the city to know. So I just sat on this, started talking to other medical doctors. Anthony mentions it. James calls in, the doctor calls in from Cass Regional Medical Center, where they haven't had some suspicious cases, haven't had at Cass Regional Medical Center, and said the place where he did his residency, Truman Lakewood, he has people there, doctors, nurses, he knows that are calling him, saying it looks like Ebola, acts like it, and they should disappear the people. Well, that's what the Border Patrol's telling us. We have that article, former Border Patrol agent, CDC, disappearing potential Ebola victims. That's from October 10th. So we're getting it from Border Patrol, current, former, medical doctors, other medical doctors. And so that's what we're talking about. So before we go to press for truth and shift gears and back into calls, explain what this medical doctor that we know very well told us.
Sure, and he's not a listener. He doesn't, you know, actually really get himself involved with all this information.
We just know him separately.
Exactly, and also coincides with what the Border Patrol is saying, with what Dr. Group's saying about a Las Vegas conference of other medical doctors. It's all the same thing. Basically, he was telling me, as James was, they just classify it as malaria and disappear people. Or specifically, someone walks in with what looks like Ebola, and oftentimes the hospitals and the nurses don't want to deal with it. And the nurses, one of his nurses was telling me she's going to quit her job. She hates people. She hates dealing with them. She doesn't want her family to get Ebola because of these people, and she can't handle it.
Man, this is social. This is you hanging out with some of the nurses.
Yeah, this was I'm not even going to go into too much detail. But anyway, this type of nurse is someone who would deal with Ebola patients. And she was talking about how everyone is aware.
And Paul Watson was there as well.
Paul Watson was there as well. Everyone in the medical community in Dallas is fully aware of it. It's a big joke. The CDC gives them nothing.
We're going to say the city. It's Dallas.
It's Dallas. And there's hospitals in other regions as well. But anyway, it's a big joke up there. The CDC doesn't give them enough preparation. They know that there are Ebola cases going around, or at least suspected Ebola cases, what looks like Ebola, and they classify it as malaria, or the CDC comes in, and this is what the doctor was telling me. The CDC comes in and basically takes it over. And then after that, it's under their jurisdiction, and he doesn't have to deal with it anymore. And I said, why don't you come on air and at least just tell us some of that? And he goes, no. He said, maybe if you let me use a voice changer. But then he even said no. He said, you know why? Because it won't help. They'll actually come after me, and everyone will hate me for doing so.
They'll say he has it or something.
They'll say
or Martians were there.
They'll say his hospital.
I mean, we're just reporting on what's known. They're telling cops cover it up. They're telling firefighters. We got the Border Patrol warning us. It's confirmed. There's suspicious stuff going on. And who cares they're disappearing people? It's all the fault of this American doctor who dared stick his head up. It's all his fault.
It's a big joke. And then the whole thing is, why are we even debating this? Because they're flying people over with Ebola into the United States and then letting nurses run around. Even though they admit it takes 56 days for some people with healthy immune systems to incubate Ebola, they're letting them out after 21 days in quarantine.
And they're telling them, oh, you're sick, you treated Ebola patients, go ahead and fly, cupcake.
Go to a major city, it's fine, everything will be okay. So these doctors know it's a big joke. They're not idiots. I mean, these top doctors running these hospitals, they don't need to even look at the news. They say, well, yeah, they're letting nurses out who treated an Ebola patient when those are the only ones now openly getting Ebola. Let them go to a major city. Gee, I wonder if we're going to have Ebola cases. And that's why the doctors are all freaking out, because they're the ones that are the most informed about this, saying, well, am I even going to go to work anymore? And that's why the nurses, like he said, exactly the same thing I was told by my friend. The nurses are going to quit. The medical infrastructure is going to start leaving their jobs.
Dr. Lorenzi is only saying what's already other papers, that they're not being told and this is going on. But see, that's how bad it is. It's not the open borders. It's not the planes coming in. It's not the fact there's a cover-up going on. No, it's the fault that we would dare say, you know, this is going on. This needs to be investigated. This doctor says people are being disappeared at another hospital. The public can't even get it right and thinks it's his hospital. It's just, we're doomed. I mean, it's just incredible.
It's like
I apologize that we're telling you this is going on.
It's like if there's a giant sinkhole and everyone is standing around the sinkhole saying, look, there's a sinkhole. And we go on air and we say, look, there's a giant sinkhole downtown. And then everyone's like, oh, my God, there's a sinkhole in Florida? Or
you saw dinosaurs eating people? And
Yeah, or how do you know there's a sinkhole? Well, every single person saw the sinkhole and is talking about it, and I'm getting calls about it and pictures everywhere. Well, there's no sinkhole. It must be on the moon or something. It's not hard.
Obviously, they say no one that's got in contact with got Ebola but two nurses in gear. Does anyone believe that?
And then the nurses left.
And then the nurses are sick flying around.
It is comical after a while when you think about it. And then what's really comical is the news media now saying Ebola is fine. It was only one guy that had it. Everything's okay. Nothing is happening. You notice they don't even have news articles about Ebola anymore. They don't even have talking points. That's what's
and the czar doesn't even show up to the meetings and says there's too many black people in Africa.
Yeah.
You can't make this up.
No, I mean, I'm wondering who called CNN and others and said, hey, stop talking about this. Because it went from them freaking out about it, like with actual nurses, or like the LA Times article where the nurses were like, yeah, patient zero sat in the waiting room for 4 hours and we had no gear to treat him and he was brought in and we potentially contaminated the entire hazmat area.
People are dying, vomiting on African flights out of areas ravaged on the plane. They don't even test them. They just go, oh, it's not Ebola.
And now they're like, no, it's okay. Ebola's not.
Obvious cover-up. Does that mean all of these are going to be real Ebola cases? We don't know. I mean, there might not have been Ebola at the Truman Lakewood Medical Center. Probably wasn't, for all we know. The point is that their people are being whisked away. I hope if I get whisked away, there's an investigation, Anthony.
Well, how dare we ask? I mean, no. It was top Border Patrol people saying, yeah, there's people with potential Ebola.
Thing disappeared.
And then doctors independently, again, these are not people that listen to the shows, coming up to me just talking about
this is people that we hang out with.
Yeah, exactly. This is someone that's...
This is people we go out on boats with socially, that we go, you know, sports, golf, you know, you name it. I mean, you date some of the nurses.
And what's sad...
Very horrible job.
It's a horrible life. What's really sad is they're not even freaking out. He's not even saying, like, oh, my God, it's Ebola. He's just like, yes, there's probably Ebola in many hospitals, and we're probably going to have to deal with it. The CDC is inept, and we don't know what to do. It's not like he's freaking out. And then I'm like, well, you should be freaking out. Like, well, you know, it's happening when they don't close off the borders to infected countries and they come over. It's probably going to happen. He's just matter-of-factly stating it.
But he was also saying that they got the reports of them whisking away.
Oh, of course, yeah, because they disappeared them and they can't find them in the medical records anymore. Just like he said, that's what is freaking me out, and no one seems to care. What freaks me out the most is they're independently saying all of these things. Same with him saying the nurses are going to quit. They go and look it up in the medical record system. It's not there anymore. This is over and over again, and they don't know each other. This is a guy from up near Kansas City, and this is someone in Texas. This is completely different areas, and they're finding the same thing, and they just say it's malaria. And they're like, well, the symptoms are completely different. They're bleeding out of their behind, and they're urinating blood. And they're like, well, that's okay. The CDC will come in and determine it. And then it's just nothing. Every time.
Well, I just want to say bad job. There's no Ebola. Everything's fine.
We should go to Liberia to prove that we're not intolerant and that we want to keep the borders open. We should go to Liberia. No protection whatsoever, and everything will be fine.
And cry like Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, of course, Kim Jong-un.
All right, let's just...
for warning people.
That's enough. Okay, I appreciate you, Anthony. Great job. We got a bunch of articles going up on Infowars.com. I want to apologize to our next guest here, ladies and gentlemen, because I ended up pushing him back today, but obviously he understands in news that happens. Dan Dix, Press for Truth. I think it's .ca. This says com, but great website, great investigative journalist, done a lot of investigative journalist work for us, and he's got the headline, What Happened in Ottawa, up on his site. We should post that article and that video. Dan, you're there in front of the parliament where the shooting happened yesterday. You would have thought that Godzilla descended, destroying the city. I know one man died, and also the reported shooter died. We know that the Royal Mounted Police got caught a few years ago nearby, attacking themselves dressed up as anarchists. They had to later admit that indeed that was a false flag. But this doesn't look like a false flag to me because it was so inept. He could only kill one person. He got killed by the sergeant in arms quickly. But who knows? Nowadays, stuff's so fake. You live up there, Dan Dix, so there's the parliament right behind you. I see a lot of press there. What do you think happened?
Well, regardless of what happened, one thing I do know is that this is going to completely change the political landscape here in Canada simply because of the way that people are reacting to this. Now, whether or not this was a false flag or if this was a organic kind of rogue lash out is still remains to be seen. But the bottom line is we do have to be careful as Canadians about how we respond to such a thing. I'm finding I've interviewed a lot of people today, and the general consensus is that everybody seems to be okay with the increase in a police state around here, so long as it keeps people safe. So The media is already touting this as being an act of terrorism. There are newspapers all over the world saying terror has arrived here in Canada. Meanwhile, we don't even have all the facts in on this guy yet, but unfortunately, the damage is done with headlines like that. It conditions the minds of the masses and the Canadian people to believe that there is a terrorist threat, and meanwhile, we don't even know if this is true yet or not.
Expanding on that, sometimes they have drills where they get somebody and then claim they're a Muslim convert and set them up like 7-7. We know that was a false flag. That's even come out, and I've had retired intelligence officers from England on about it. So we know they do this. And the Royal Mounted Police got caught. We wrote an article about it yesterday. They were all wearing the same boots, attacking police as a pretext to then attack the anti-WTO people and others. So we know this stuff goes on, but it could be some crazy, you know, person. But I agree with you. The response... Give up your rights, you'll be safe. I mean, that they were barricading stuff hours after he was dead, just the panicking, the checkpoints, the guy strutting around behind you right now, kind of keeping an eye on you because you look so dangerous. I mean, how about they stop just letting all these people fly in unfettered? See, that's my issue. If you're going to have open immigration, do it. But then don't take everybody's rights acting like internally you can set up checkpoints randomly when the main borders are open. It's clearly a power grab. Look at our government funding ISIS. I wonder how the Syrians, like 300,000 people getting murdered the last 4 years by Western-backed jihadis that this guy, they claim, was connected to. I mean, what's going to happen when ISIS does come over here and blow up schools or attack police stations? I'm not giving my rights up, you know, because they use Stinger missiles to blow planes out of the sky that our government gave them, Dan.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, they've been conditioning us to be afraid and to accept these draconian measures. I put together a video called Conditioning Canadians on the War on Terror. And if people want to see that, it's available at pressfortruth.ca. And in it, we extensively document over the last 6 or 7 years all the various amounts of conditioning and setups that CSIS, the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service, and the CMP have been involved in, when sometimes it may just be coercing an informant, kind of setting up these guys up and incubating them and allowing some sort of attack to happen once they have become radicalized through the intelligence communities. So we documented that extensively, and how over the last 6 years there's been heavy conditioning here in Canada to basically, as soon as something happens here, the first thing everybody thinks is terrorists. It must be terrorists. And they've been setting this up for quite some time now, trying to link these guys with the Islamic State, ISIS. As you may know, Stephen Harper recently sent a whole fleet of F-18 fighter
jets. That's right, and ISIS said they would then attack Canada. Remember that?
Yeah, exactly. So now, as you said, is this a case of retaliation? Is this a rogue nut? Is this an all-out false flag, which it very well could be as well? Remains to be to be seen. But again, we simply just can't rush into bombing other countries and removing all the rights of the Canadian people here because of this tragic incident.
So, well, I mean, in the old days, there's a couple people got shot. They'd find out to be responsible and bring them to justice. Everybody wouldn't roll around in total fear. They used to send one Texas Ranger to take on like 100 people, and they'd say, why they only send one? Well, that's because all we need to get into this mode of just guys with machine guns everywhere running around hysterical like a beehive when only two people got killed. It just looks like total drama queen behavior and looks pretty cowardly to me. And again, I'm just saying, compared to the way people used to act anywhere, this is not how you project strength, is the barricading, the freaking out, the hyperventilating. It looked like the Ayatollah Khomeini walked by earlier. Who were those folks? Did you see those guys? Look like Iranians?
Yeah, a number of people are still here. If you want, I can walk you through here and give you a bit of a look at what the scene really is like here. I mean, there is a lot of media around right now doing interviews. This is pretty much the front of the gate. This is the memorial that has just been set up for the fallen soldiers. So people have been coming here all day today paying their respects, and a lot of media, a lot of other kind of groups here. Those guys, though, I'm not sure. They just walked up, but as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to try to interview some of those guys. So,
it is a tragedy for the soldier. He's just sitting there on honor guard, and somebody walks up and shoots him repeatedly. And I've just seen a lot of witnesses that say they saw it. It looked pretty credible. It could be a false flag, or like you said, it could be, you know, it's that FBI tactic, even the New York Times reported on, out of 100 bombing plots in the U.S., turned out 97, I think, were, you know, hatched by the FBI, if you read the report. This is a very dangerous precedent, and so I just don't think we can trust what we're being told.
Well, you know, Alex, it's come out that the soldier was armed with the gun, but it turns out the gun is not loaded, and they never are. And of course, this
ridiculous.
Is bring up. Of course, it is. What's the point of having a soldier on guard if he is not armed? And of course, we don't know yet what kind of a weapon or all we know is this is a long gun that was used.
Yeah, there is no way. It looks like a 243 or a 3030 or something. But continuing here, imagine being on guard duty at a parliament and you don't have a loaded gun. It's a major target.
Yeah.
This is just ridiculous. And I mean, why government has all this police state and they can't protect the parliament? I mean, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, apparently this guy walks up to the soldier and he shoots him. He then manages to make his way a great deal. I can show you. Here is the monument, and Parliament Building is all the way over there. And
it's like 300 yards. I've been there. It's about 300 yards.
Yeah. I mean, it is. Yeah. And he managed to go from there into the Parliament Building where... there are security checks to get by. There are metal detectors. There are, you know, security guards you got to get by. He managed to get.
Why was it the sergeant of arms that shot him? I mean, that the sergeant in arms out of probably 100 security people would be the person to shoot him. I mean, maybe the security isn't allowed to have guns.
Do know that none of the footage inside of there actually has any clips of this guy. They can't seem to find them, any video of
that. That sounds suspicious. Dan Dick, stay there. We're going to do some overdrive to talk to Jeff. Frank is a physician, and Ben, this is a very important transmission today. Stay with us.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. FakeTV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
With all the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and save big on Nascent Iodine, which usually sells for $29.99, now only $24.99. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Whether it's Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, or Survival Shield Super Nascent Iodine X2, we have the highest quality known systems out there that I believe from the research we've done, and I personally have experienced it, boost my health and well-being and bolsters my natural defenses. Oxy Powder, DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And the DNA Force has nutraceutical-level BioPQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other things. That, I mean, just one of these ingredients is equivalent, as the group was saying, and he showed me the equations, of 500 little crates of blueberries. So it's beyond vitamin C. It's just amazing. We can even make claims on it that are on the site. Because it's patented. A bunch of the ingredients are patented and have literally hundreds of studies behind them. Go watch the informational videos. Read about DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And again, your purchase of the Molon Labe t-shirts, the books, the films, all of it funds our operations so we can fearlessly try to break down the latest. Oh, there's a new camouflage Molon Labe shirt in that I think gives the others a run for their money. Long sleeve for the winter. And I'm going to be wearing mine. In fact, they just came in today. I noticed it's up on the site. I couldn't wait till this came in. It's got that high-tech camo pattern to it. So InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com or 888-253-3139. Dan Dix of PressForTruth.ca or .tv is our guest. A lot of his films are on his site. I'm going to go into some overdrive and talk to Frank, who's in California, a physician, Jeff, a firefighter, and an EnviroTech specialist. Appreciate you guys holding. But in a few minutes we've got left, Dan, I want to invite you on the nightly news. There, if they can tape some of that with you for later tonight, so you can expand on the amazing reporting you're doing. But in the few minutes we've got left, other points you'd like to make from the scene of the battle for Ottawa, as it's being called, greater than the Nazi blitz on London. Everyone rolling around on the ground in fear, begging for Big Brother to watch everything they do to keep them safe from ISIS that the Canadian government's been part of arming.
Well, Alex, I would just beg people not to fear their governments, not to fear this Islamic State, and to realize that this is indeed about getting us into going along with some of these plans that they have for Canadians. So I just want to encourage Canadians to remember that we just can't simply just jump all over this and listen to what the mainstream media is reporting, because they're doing a very shoddy job, I must say. So that's why we just decided to come down here and get on the grounds and try to get to the bottom of what's going on. If this does indeed turn out to be a false flag, if we find out this guy was on SSRI drugs or he was involved in the military, all these things will come out. But remember, they're already calling it terrorism. Do not be afraid of terrorism here in Canada. And if it does, always remember, folks, that suspect number one is definitely the state.
Because that's who stands to gain in the power grab and has been caught doing it over and over again. And I love how they were aiming guns at reporters yesterday and saying, don't report. And there's a security guard or cop keeps walking around giving you the eye. I mean, because you're just so suspicious, Dan.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're sometimes perhaps considered the enemy in these types of environments. So I'll have to be careful out here, Alex.
Now, is the Parliament is a beautiful neo-Gothic construction built, I guess, about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
I spent hours looking at it when I was there a few years ago.
I got video. I remember you and I walked around just discussing all the occult symbolism on that building. I have videos of that on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/weavingspider. And it's back in 2006 now, quite some time ago. But you and
Dan, we got to have you back on the nightly news. Yeah.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.